Let's go ahead and jump into the think fast here, which we threw around a few different ideas. There's a couple things going on in the news, but one thing that was off my radar, Jack, until you mentioned it, and then I looked it up, and man, I don't know how I missed this. There was a report from a guy that was on his podcast, an evangelist. I think he's a apologetics guy that went on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he recently was on another podcast and mentioned how Joe Rogan has been consistently going to church recently. He is constantly or consistently, or, you know, I can't remember the word he used, but regularly showing up to church and seems to be pursuing.
There might be some people who don't know, so explain to the folks at home who Joe Rogan is. I assume everyone knows, but there are some people who are off the radar on stuff. So.
Crawl
He's
out
not
from
that
under
big
your
a
rocket.
Deal.
That's
yeah.
Yeah. Crawl out from under your rocket. That's good. No, Joe Rogan's the biggest podcaster in the world. I think he has like 13 million listeners a week on average. $800 million deal with Spotify. He's a pretty big deal. Huge in the manosphere. But yeah, the biggest podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience.
He's had Donald
podcast
Trump
in the world.
On, Musk. He's had all kinds of people on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a big deal. If you have any interest, he's probably got a podcast on it, interviewing the expert in the field, whatever it is. And so to hear that he's going to church is very interesting, because if you know anything about Joe Rogan, he's been a very, very big skeptic. I think he may have been, I can't remember if he was an atheist, I think more agnostic, like he just didn't, you know, didn't care all that much. Not saying that there wasn't something out there. He's a big believer in aliens, things like that. He's pretty far out there on some of those religious takes. And so to hear he's going to church, fellas, I'll just ask you, what are your thoughts on that? That's an interesting development. Do you think this is a Kanye West situation where this really has no staying power? He's just kind of checking it out. Or do you think he may be on the road to potential Christianity?
What's interesting about a guy like Rogan, speaking as somebody who has not listened to a ton of his podcasts, I've listened to a few of them. He obviously is he's a very prominent figure in society. I would say if you were to rank the most top, you know, the top 20 most, call it influential Americans, like, he's got to be in that top 20, you would think, just with how, you know, prominent he is, his voice and his platform. It's always been pretty clear to me that he is a very open-minded guy, you know, with the people that he's had on, the stuff he's been willing to entertain, the concepts he's been willing to just kind of throw out there. I do think a lot of that can lead to dangerous places. But what stuck out to me is, Joe, you referenced this article from thechristianpost.com. Says Rogan has long used his platform to explore life's big questions, recently expressed skepticism about the Big Bang Theory, and said he finds the resurrection of Jesus Christ more realistic than the belief that the universe created itself out of nothing. I find that fascinating, and I find that fascinating from the sense of, Joe, you and I just released a Godly Young Men podcast episode about, essentially, we didn't call it this, but why evolution is stupid is pretty much the theme of the episode. And
that should have been the name.
Yeah, that should have been the name. It did not sit very well with a lot of people on YouTube. The atheists on YouTube found it, and they've blown it up since. It's our most commented on video by far. But one of the things that we tried to express in that video is just how ridiculous and just how much it violates common sense to believe in evolution and to believe in the Big Bang Theory. And it's fascinating to me to see guys like Joe Rogan kind of come to that same conclusion. Like, hang on just a second. You're telling me the smart thing to do is to believe that everything that we see, the complexity, DNA, the universe, you know, everything you learn about in science and all that, like, you're telling me all of that came from an explosion out of nothing. Yeah, say that out loud and see who sounds like the stupid one here. Like, it's just fascinating to me that Joe Rogan is starting to come to that conclusion. The going to church thing is fascinating to me for that reason. That's kind of my surface level thoughts. I think it's the last thing I'll say is I do find it interesting that the open-minded people who are willing to basically say, because one thing Joe Rogan has done, sorry, just briefly, for a while now, is really push back on leftist ideas, really push back on, you know, the COVID stuff and kind of the trust the experts thing. He very much was wanted to kind of see for himself and did not just blindly accept what the left and the media was telling him. I find it, not to keep using the word, fascinating that somebody like that is now trending towards Christianity. It's almost like you have to take the blinders off. You have to take the earmuffs off of everybody who says, you know, or of listening to everybody who says, you know, masks work and take the vaccine, all those things. Like, he was always opposed to that, or he eventually became opposed to that, and now he's drifting that direction. I don't know. I find that fascinating. What thoughts would you add to that, Jack?
The thing for me that's interesting is I think it has been very positive for people like that to see that Christianity does not mean you have to turn your brain off, but it also doesn't mean you have to not be a man. And this is, again, he's a man's man. He calls the UFC MMA fights, you know, he's into that kind of stuff and, you know, very much into fitness and eating healthy and things like that. And for the longest time, what you saw from Christianity is a complete, what we talked about in this episode, a disavowal of any masculinity, and that he's seeing that there's a Christianity that will stand up to evil. He's seeing the evil that's out there in the world, and he's seeing, hey, there's something out there that can stand up to it, I think is a positive thing. And that's something we need to push. It's something that, to take it a little bit of a different angle, and I'll probably write on this on my site next week, that is a little frustrating, is there's almost no chance he's going to end up in the churches of Christ. That's just not usually how this works. Now, every convert, you know, every soul that's baptized, whoever they are, whether it's the most famous person in the world or it's just somebody from the middle of nowhere, all equally valuable. All of them, we rejoice over them coming to Christ. But on something like this, where somebody is finding their way through apologists, through people who are putting stuff out there, through, you know, the podcast world and things like that, we're just not on that map. And I really wish we were. I really wish it had been, you know, one of our apologists that got to go to talk to him. I wish, you know, the people that were reaching him and the kind of Christianity he was coming across was stuff that we were putting out there. We don't think that's worthwhile. We don't see any value in having the biggest podcaster in the world on our side. And
you're talking
go,
the church as a whole, not us
yeah,
three.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, the churches of Christ. And, you know, and somebody would say, well, again, we don't need famous people to spread the gospel. No, but, you know, doesn't hurt. You know, like that would be a really cool thing to hear on the biggest podcast in the world, Jesus is Lord. And so I think that leads to a lot of other people. We think of so individually, like, man, if we can convert one of those 13 million podcast listeners, like, well, what if you convert the guy that talks to all of them every week? You might end up converting lots of the 13 million, you know, things like that. So that's a different angle on it. I'm excited to, anytime I see somebody who is a thinker who influences other people who are thinking and trying to find their way through this world, and he's working his way maybe toward Christ. I think that's excellent. That is really good news. I hope he keeps going. I hope he grounds himself in the scriptures. You know, it's not my job to sit here and determine how real it is or any of that stuff. I hope it ends up in a good place for him.
Yeah, that's where I stand on it as well. That's a very interesting take. And I look at it as, if you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you'll find, right? To me, the person that truly has a heart or truly has an open mind and a heart for this will come to Christianity, because it is absolute truth. When you're searching for truth and you really want to know what stands up, Christianity stands up. Nothing else stands up the way that Christianity does. And I want that to be kind of a boost for Christians to realize, man, we are standing on absolute truth. Nobody else gets to claim that but us. And I think that's an exciting thing, that you have a guy who questions everything and has all sorts of people on, and maybe he's coming around to realizing, yeah, Christianity is truth. And whether he realizes it or not doesn't make it so. I mean, but hopefully he continues to seek. And yeah, I think that's a very exciting prospect potentially. But on the other hand, Jack, you're right. We in the church need to be thinking bigger. I think we need to set our sights bigger than what we currently have it. We are very individualistic in our, well, we have our small little church and that's fine. And yeah, we'll go out and convert a few people. Like, man, let's think bigger. Let's think about being like starting cultural movements. We did at one point, we don't anymore. Imagine what the church could be if we really thought about cultural movements. And I'm sorry, don't talk to me about, well, the gospel tent meetings. Great. That happened in the South, you know, and that stopped a long time ago. And what are we doing now? This is a what have you done for me lately world. We can't just keep going back to the 50s and talking about how great it was back then. What are we going to do today to have influence and to continue to work toward the global spread of the church, right? So that's a great point.
All right,
much to add.
Yeah, we're going to wrap right there. Again, this is your weekly Think Fast, and so we're going to cut that part off right here. As for the podcast, that will be coming out on Monday, so keep an eye out for that. Or if you're hearing this at the end of the podcast, it's kind of funny how that works. You might be catching it both places. But thanks for everybody tuning in. We do have a little bit more to get to in the deep end. Joe mentioned that earlier. So focuspress.org/PLUS to go find out a little bit more about that. And with that, we will talk to you guys on the next one.